Even though not yet routed to the ships, under attack from Ares and from Hector, the Argives could not gain, but yielded everywhere, knowing that Ares fought among the Trojans. One by one, who were the fighting men that Hector slew and Ares? Teuthras first, Orestes, breaker of horses, a spear-thrower, Trechus, an Aetolian, Enemaeus, Helenus Enopides, Orespius, whose plated breastband glittered. In the past he lived at Hyle on Lake Cephisus, fond of his wealth amid his countrymen, Boeotians of the fertile plain. Now Hera, seeing these Argives perish in the fight, appealed with indignation to Athena. A dismal scene, this! O untiring goddess, daughter of mighty Zeus who bears the storm cloud, our word to Menelaus was a fraud, that he should never sail for home before he plundered Ilion. How likely, if we allow this lunatic attack by that sinister fool Ares? Come, we'll put our minds on our own fighting power. Grey-eyed Athena listened and agreed. And Hera, eldest daughter of old Cronus, harnessed her team, all golden fringes. Hebe fitted upon her chariot, left and right, the brazen wheels with 8 shin-bones, or spokes, around the iron axle-tree. All gold her fellows are, unworn, for warped upon them are tires of bronze, a marvel. And the hubs are silver, turning smoothly on each side. The car itself is made of gold and silver, woven together with a double rail, and from the car a silver chariot pole leans forward. Hebe fitted to the tip a handsome golden yoke, and added collars all soft gold. And Hera, in her hunger for strife of battle and the cries of war, backed her sure-footed horses in the traces. As for Athena, she cast off and dropped her great brocaded robe, her handiwork, in lapping folds across her father's doorsill, taking his shirt, the shirt of Zeus, cloud-masser, with breast armor and gear of grievous war. She hung the storm-cloud shield with raveled tassels ominous from her shoulder. All around upon it in a garland rout was figured, enmity, force, and chase that chills the blood. Concentred on the Gorgon's head, reptilian seething fear, a portent of the Storm King.